Welcome to Life's Issues with Welcome to Life's Issues with Maureen Jahno, a show created to help you tackle life's greatest issues, from personal development to relationships, health, and business. Life's Issues is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Maureen Jahno.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Lauren Jahno, and I'm the host of Life's Issues, coming to you live all the way from Toronto, Canada, every Thursday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tough Talk Radio. My mission in life is to help as many people as possible transform themselves so that they are living their best, most authentic, fulfilled, purposeful, and happiest life. Every week, I will be bringing you experts from around the world to discuss a range of topics, from personal development to health, business, spirituality, relationships, and more, all with the intention of inspiring you and transforming you to a bolder life. This hour is all about you. So if there's anything you would love to hear about on the show, please don't hesitate to email me at lauren@laurenjahno.com. So it's kind of a holiday week this week in North America. Yesterday we celebrated Canada Day, and this weekend in the States I know you'll be celebrating Independence Day. So for me, I had a really well-rounded day yesterday. It started out with one of my non-negotiable parts of my morning routine, which is meditation, which is absolutely sacred time for me to get me grounded and focused for the day. And then I worked with a couple of my international clients in the morning, spoke to my family in South Africa, and then went for an awesome long, long walk through a green belt line that starts a few blocks from where I live. It was just a gorgeous day here. And this is another one of my sacred habits. And then I totally indulged. I spent the afternoon watching the tennis at Wimbledon, and for those of you that don't know me, I'm a total tennis fanatic and played competitively growing up, and just, I can never get enough tennis. And then I managed to sneak in a nap, which was total heaven and luxury for me, especially in the middle of the week. And I made a batch of my newest, most favorite 100% healthy, high-protein muffins, and then spent the evening with family that are visiting Toronto from the States. So all in all, it was a pretty full and blissful day, and I certainly don't take that for granted, as I know for so many around the holidays, whichever holidays those may be, it can be a very lonely and stressful time for so many different reasons. And maybe not so much with these short holidays this week, but even so, sometimes our old patterns and behaviors emerge and stress levels go up and our ability to cope flies totally out the window. For me, the stress around holidays was always around food, because for nearly two decades I struggled with an eating disorder. So holidays and getting together of any kind always created enormous amounts of pressure and stress for me. You know, what food would there be? What would I be able to eat? What would I eat? What I hadn't intended? And oh my gosh, it was just exhausting. So anytime the holidays come around for me, that is typically where my thoughts go and who I'm thinking about, especially for the literally hundreds and thousands of women and men who are struggling with some type of disordered eating. And this is something I will definitely be addressing in future shows. But there are ways around it, and for me, some of my go-to strategies were to always take a healthy dessert, because that's where my weakness is. And so by taking something safe for me, I could enjoy dessert with everyone else and feel safe at the same time. And if I ever hosted over the holidays, I always sent the leftovers home with my guests or got rid of it, which was not always a popular solution, but one that worked for me. So for those of you in the States that are going into what is potentially a long holiday weekend, I want you to think about the following. And that is to make this holiday a happy one. And the emphasis is on make. If we think about it, happiness doesn't just happen. You generate it based on how you choose to show up. So choose to have a happy day with friends and family or on your own, as I did. But no matter what you think, it is all in your control. So we cannot make other people think differently, but we can decide to be and show up differently. So how could you show up differently this weekend to create a better experience for yourself and probably those around you as well? And if you are alone, override that instinct to completely isolate yourself, because loneliness feeds on itself. So get out, make some plans if possible, pamper yourself. But most of all, do what will fill you up and don't suppress to the pressures of other people. So, you know, I was essentially alone yesterday, but I had, honestly, one of the best days I've had in a long time. I planned to work with a few clients, which always fills me up. I got out into nature, which makes me feel appreciative. I pampered myself with watching the tennis and taking a bit of a nap. And then I got together with family last night, which was just so special. And the result was a very happy and peaceful and unstressful day. And, you know, since getting divorced, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned and really had to discipline myself with in terms of being on my own is that I have finally committed to only saying yes to something if I can do it without feeling resentment or dread, and I'll only say no if I can do it without feeling guilty. And it works every single time. So keep that in mind as you go into this holiday weekend. And then last but not least, know that with any holiday or celebration, expectations are generally always high and comparisons rampant, especially now due to social media. You know, there's this prevailing sense that everyone is living this hallmark life, you know, this perfect little life. But keep in mind that for the most part, what you are seeing are people's highlight reel. They showing what they want you to see. And so try not to compare other people's outsides to your insides, which is essentially what's happening. So if this is something that affects you, and which I believe affects almost everyone, really try and limit your time on social media, and especially over the holidays if you are feeling vulnerable, and rather do everything you need to protect your emotional and spiritual well-being and confidence. So I know those are two things that both of my guests today are going to be able to give us some insights on and share some wisdom with us about. But before we get started, I just wanted to make sure that you know how you can be a part of the show. So if you have any questions for my guests today or myself, simply call in at 347-989-1363 at any time to join the conversation and ask your questions. Just press 1 and my producer, Tony, will bring you to the show. And then, of course, you can listen in by phone or online by going to www.lifesissueswithlaurenjorno.com. I'd love to have you join us. So we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then I will bring up my first guest today, Jana Beatty, who is an author and image consultant.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by, to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Jono is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to introduce my first guest, Jana Beatty. Jana is the owner of one of Texas's premier makeover studios. She has studied in New York and Paris with some of the most respected advisors in the fashion and beauty industry. And her knowledge of line, color, and makeup design is unparalleled. You know, Jana insists that after all the studying she's done, it is the 30 years of working with her amazing clients that has taught her the most important thing. And this is something that I so much believe and promote as well, is that each person is unique with their own beautiful possibilities. And I am so excited to have you on the show, Jana. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lauren. Good morning. I'm so excited to be with you, too. We are so cut from the same cloth. We're going to have a blast today.
I know, and I have your book sitting right next to me here, and I've been reading it, and, you know, just going, oh, my gosh, I wish she lived in Toronto. I need to clear out my wardrobe. You know, I am a minimalist by heart, and, you know, I like to have, you know, as little as possible to live a comfortable and, you know, and good life, but the one thing I struggle with is clothes, and they just keep piling up and piling up. So I'm going, oh my gosh, I wish Jana was here. She could just, we could do a fashion show and she could help me weed out what I don't need. But, you know, I've just introduced you briefly to the listeners, but if you'd like to tell us where you're calling in from and just give us a little bit more background about yourself, and then I just want to dive into, I have so many questions for you.
I'd love to start. Thank you. But first, I have to tell you, I've been reading your materials also, and I need your services worse than you need mine, and I'm working on them. You're pasted all over the front of my refrigerator, and the offer that you make people to get this information is great. So we approach things kind of the same way, and I find that everyone does approach things uniquely. And yes, I have 30 years' experience, and I have great credentials, but I must say that working in people's closets has been the greatest. First of all, women are the greatest, most nurturing, sharing, it's just to work with them is such a great gift. I do work with women and men, but women have this ability to give feedback. And I've found that anytime anyone is faced with a wardrobe challenge, whether it is someone who has too much in their closet or whatever that might be, we can figure out why. And once you've figured out what the challenge is, there isn't a solution. There are multiple solutions. And that's the way I like people to approach things, with this divine intelligence that we each have to guide us toward answers that work, that make our lives better, enrich our lives.
I love this. So, I absolutely love this. And you're right. It's about the, if we keep an open mind to anything and everything that we are going through, the possibilities of solution are almost endless. And and I love that about you, although right now the possibility of my wardrobe solution does not seem endless. So I think, you know, are you in Texas, right?
Yes, the heart of Texas.
I believe it gets pretty hot there in the summer.
Oh, yeah, as hot, probably not as hot as H-E-double-K, but yeah, real hot.
So I'm proposing you visit Toronto this summer and we'll do a contra.
Hey, that would be smart on my part.
But, Jana, tell us a little bit about, you know, I've got your book here, Quintessential Style, and I'm just loving it. So can you tell us a little bit more about your book, and also what are some of the keys to feeling good about how we look?
Oh, I would like to start right there. Looking good is great, but feeling good is magnificent. And when we look our best, it doesn't come from how we look. It comes from that self-knowing that we have done the best with what we have to work with, the best, that we see each of our qualities and characteristics as God-given or whatever you consider to be a divine source, that we are. And we are magnificent. And this morning when you did your monologue, you talked about don't compare your outside with your inside, that it affects your confidence. And that's a great place for us to start. Oh, decades ago when I started my business, my husband was reading the Dallas newspaper one morning and he closed the paper and he looked at me and said, "Sweetie pie, stress, you hear a lot about stress. Stress is being a girl." And I stopped to think about what he said. And he said, "You have to smell a certain way. Your hair is a certain way. Your clothes are a certain way. Your body's supposed to look a certain way. You're supposed to wear..." And he just went right down the list. And this morning, I had this amazing experience. There's an institute called VIA, and they measure people's character. And their mission is actually to have an international awareness of our own character strengths so that they can advance the advantages of that. That's their nonprofit mission. But this morning I read this interesting quote from them. They said, "Everyone holds the keys to their own happiness." Now, these are psychologists and social scientists, the best in the world. And it's interesting to think of our own character strengths actually making us happy, which is totally our quality of life. Because in the book, that's my approach. Don't fix it, find it. We come here complete. We're not trying to make ourselves up. We have our perfection. We're just trying to polish it up and let it shine and communicate the way we want to. And so there's a wonderful book you would love because of the way you work with people. They've even interviewed athletes. I know that some of the world's best, like a female, world's best female basketball player. Anyway, when they interviewed them, they found that it's called the confidence code. And they said authenticity may be the linchpin to confidence. Authenticity. When confidence emanates from our core, we are our most powerful. And I know you've felt that. I know that you get that. And it's really an exciting concept when you approach it that way. And this is what where I always start. You know, when you said some things kind of make you get off your balance a little bit, holidays or certain times of year when we're stressed, well, there are only two times a year women need to look at a fashion magazine to be up to date. And a great thing to do is to stand in the grocery line to do this. You don't even have to buy them. The beginning of the fashion year is September, and the next big season is March. So every September, if you look at the September and March issues while you're in the grocery store checkout line, you can keep up with what's in fashion. Mm-hmm. You don't have to know all this. But sometimes when I look at all this stuff, if I read too many fashion magazines, naturally I take them to be informed so I can support my clients. But I find that those two times a year, I'm a very confident person, probably more confident than I should be, but those are the two times of year I would have a tendency to get imbalanced. And that's the bottom line on all of this. When I focus my attention outward on the world around me, I tend to compare myself to others. When I am focused inward, I realize my innate, unique, divine potential. And I love that you started with that too. I wasn't kidding when I said we're on the same track with what we found that works in life. It's just
So Jenna, what? So I have to admit, so I am not fashion savvy at all. I don't really enjoy shopping. I'm used to play tennis competitively, and I'm a very sports, down to earth kind of person. So jeans and a t-shirt and sweats are like my staple. So, when I go shopping, I literally find it totally overwhelming. So what strategies could you suggest for our listeners, so when they are at the beginning of a season, either clearing out their wardrobes or going shopping for clothes, what are some of the key things to consider when you're going out to look for an outfit or a couple of outfits?
May I use you as an example?
Yes, absolutely.
Beginning with your natural athletic abilities, this is the deal. You look good in sweats. Your body's shapely and firm, and you're healthy and radiant. And so those work for you. And because in fashion right now, sports looks are one of the top fashion trends. But this is bigger than that. If you had to go to a black tie event, then probably something, since you're sporty casual in your clothing design, if you looked for some fluffy chiffon ball gown, it doesn't address who you are, your personal essence, your natural qualities and characteristics. So that would be silly for us. If I were shopping for you for a black tie event, I would pick something that had very sporty lines and was form-fitting. So look for things that look like you. All of your listeners, if they will look for things that look like them, that's a very important thing to do. And this is the thing. We each have these qualities and characteristics. So I like people to go to their closet and pick out something that looks exactly like them. When I go to their closet, I want to see how they do read themselves. And if every listener would go home today and open their closet and say, okay, what looks just like me? It may be the most comfortable thing, but it may not. What would you live in? Because it communicates. Our back is our billboard. We're announcing 24/7 who we are by how we dress. There is a language, a nonverbal communication in clothing. Another note on you, Lauren, you say these things about the shopping experience, but the truth is, one, you have this down and you know what things work for you, and also you're extraordinarily beautiful. And your personal coloring. A lot of people who are very beautiful aren't really interested in this till later. Makeup, for example. a woman who's a certain age will sit down at the end of the table, old, much, 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 much older than women usually come to me for this, and say, makeup, teach me everything. I've never been much to work. Teach me everything you know. Well, that's why. And it doesn't matter where my boyfriend, when I was 16, loved the natural look, but I have Celtic coloring. I'm, you know, very fair skin, strawberry blonde hair. I looked like poor, pitiful Pearl without makeup, and I'm grateful to him because I learned how to put on makeup without looking like I was made up. That really has been a great skill in my career, funny enough. And that's what happens in life. We find these things that do point us on our path and what works. If it's okay with you, I'd like to address your personal issue of having clothes that pile up. You like a simplistic life, but you have too many things. Shall we go there?
Sure. I have too many clothes. Like, I have a hard time getting rid of stuff, of clothes.
And I will tell you, in the book, Quintessential Style, the single line, and I'm not talking more than others, I mean the single winning by a mile line that has been fed back to us by our our readers is,
yep.
My closet, I wrote in the book, your closet should be a river, not the Dead Sea. And they make so many jokes about their closet being even worse than the Dead Sea.
Mine is worse than the friggin' Dead Sea.
Truthfully. And this is kind of a cultural-based problem that we have, and it is an extreme problem. If someone emailed me a picture of their closet and said, you know, I told her to start on the floor, to clear the floor, and I said, well, that's a good tip, but frankly, she needs to donate and discard. That's her first step, because if you have too much quantity for the space is never going to work, so you have to have alternative storage solutions. So I'm going to give a quick tip. I love tips for how to look 10% better without spending a dime. How to look 10% better without spending a dime. And next I'm going to tell you about how to create about 60 looks, nearly 60 looks with 9 pieces of clothing.
Love it. Let's go.
I was sitting on the phone one day and looking out my office window. I have a beautiful garden view, and there's a plant. And I was thinking, whoa, I need to go toss that out. It got too hot. And I went out there to throw it away, and I was engaged in the conversation. So I started picking leaves off and forgot what I was doing and came back in and sat at my desk. And when I looked out, it looked like a new plant. We can have the same impact in our own closet. So do the bad math on this. I'm not known for my math skills. But if you owned 100 outfits, and most of your listeners are probably laughing now because they own probably many more than that, and you went out and bought 10 new outfits, probably you'd look better. If you shopped well, you may look 10% better. If you got rid of 10 things that do not serve you, whether it's you don't look your best in them, you don't feel good in them, you don't know, have exactly what you need to go with it, whatever reason, if you eliminate 10 of those dead leaves, I'll call them, you're absolutely still going to look 10% better.
I love that. Yeah.
So that's a great place to start the cut, is from that 10%. We know how we feel in things. I also like people to identify that single thing they wish they could wear every day. I love this so much, I wish I could wear it on a daily basis. So let's pretend it's a pair of black slacks. Well, if you will build a capsule around that pair of black slacks, that would make more sense than going and starting from scratch, probably, because you already have assets in your closet. You know, everything that's in there is generally because we put it there or someone gave it to us and we didn't utilize it. Instead of donating it, we wrote our thank you note and then put it in there even though it didn't work for us. So we got those things in there. And I don't call it your closet. I call it your private collection.
Right.
So there's For you, on page, I think, 55 of the book is a capsule wardrobe. But the concept is a jacket, or it could be for yoga clothes, a hoodie, and a pair of matching pull-on pants. A jacket and pants make up, or a jacket and a suit, any traditional suit, whether it's denim, a blue jean jacket, and jeans, make an outside base. We just term it outside base. An inside base, you know, those magic black pants you wish you could wear every day, if you do not own a black top to match those favorite black pants, this is the first thing you shop for. And it doesn't matter if they're turquoise, whatever those favorite things are. So you're trying to build your wardrobe with inside bases, a matching top and bottom, a dress is an inside base, outside bases, traditional suit that fits your lifestyle, casual or dressy. And then the third thing is you build in accessories in sets. If you know these three things, you can have a perfectly engineered wardrobe. I don't mean it can be easy for you to dress. I mean you will have a perfectly engineered wardrobe.
Jenna, because I absolutely love that. And I cannot believe that we are out of time.
Oh my gosh.
You have to come back on the show. And I will absolutely connect with you offline. But what I want to make sure as we wrap up is, can you just let our listeners know where they can connect with you? What's
absolutely
the best way to reach out to you?
To learn more about dressing to empower yourself, which feels really magnificent, go to qstylethebook.com. That's letter Q as in queen, style, S-T-Y-L-E, the, T-H-E, book.com, qstylethebook.com. And since you mentioned it's Holiday Week, Lauren, do I have a second to give them a gift?
Absolutely.
Today we have a special gift for all of your listeners, and it's at qstylethebook.com. Under the information tab, and this is a space-saving and back-saving packing tutorial. It will give your listeners a perfect plan to eliminate overpacking. That's about as much of a challenge as having too much in your closet.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Jenna. I have loved this conversation, way too short. Thank you so much for your time. We will definitely connect offline. And, yeah, just have a wonderful holiday weekend yourself. And thank you so much for your time and coming on the show.
It was my delight and pleasure. Thank you, Lauren.
Awesome. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Okay, we are going to, that was just like my head is spinning. That was just absolutely amazing. We are going to take a very quick commercial break, and then I will be back with a second and equally awesome guest, Jamel Saunders, an author, entrepreneur, and soul coach.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjohnno.com.
Jamel, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be on.
Awesome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. You know, it's been a busy and a hectic week, but it's kind of starting to slow down a little bit. So I'm great and getting a lot done and just excited for the holiday weekend and get a little bit of downtime.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, for me, it was Canada Day here yesterday, so I had a break midweek, and oh my gosh, I've like woken up this morning with so much energy. It's like I'm rearing to go for a full week now, and it's so great to have that downtime. But Jamel, I'm so excited to speak to you. Your background and areas of expertise is just incredible. So I'd love you just to tell our listeners a little bit more about you and what's like most important in your life right now. What are your biggest projects that you're working on, and also where you're calling in from?
Great. So I'm calling in from Gastonia, North Carolina. It's a little town about 20 minutes from Charlotte, which most people are more familiar with Charlotte. But who am I? Wow. Jamel Sanders is more than anything just a person that is committed and devoted to growth and development and really being the best version of myself that I can be. And so whatever I can do on a daily and a consistent basis to get better, to be more self-aware and to really understand who I am. I loved how you and the other guests talked about your uniqueness and your difference and kind of embracing all of that and using that to not only reach my potential but also to help other people reach their potential as well. And so to answer the other question, where am I in my life right now? I think I'm in a process of continuing to grow and evolve and to discover different and unique gifts and things. And so I'm really in a very, very strong creative writing phase, writing a lot of books and material and articles to help people based on challenges, especially since this show is Life Issues, helping people to overcome challenges and issues and things in their lives. And I think it really starts with the power of decisions and understanding how our thoughts are so important to framing our lives and framing everything. I don't think people realize how much our decision-making goes into everything that we do and the product of our lives. And so that's really where I am, helping people to understand that they can take control of their thoughts, that they can take control of their lives, and they can use everything that they've gone through and everything that they will go through to get better and to become that best version of themselves. And so I'm doing that through books. I'm doing that through live events. We're getting ready to do another master class real soon, and I'm doing it through just training materials, everything that I can create to help people understand and tap into who they really are and to reach their full potential. That's really what I'm devoted to doing. And so that's my greatest honor and privilege in life, just helping people to understand the greatness that they have and how they can cultivate it and live a more fulfilled life.
I love that. And, you know, we are clearly both on the same path and the same journey. And, you know, what you said about making decisions, that, you know, is such an important thing, because I know, you know, a lot of, you know, my clients' anxieties come from when they aren't able to make a decision about something.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
And that's what creates the anxiety. It's not even so much you know, the outcome, but it's the anxiety around actually making that decision. And am I going to go this way or that way? Am I going to do this or am I not going to do that?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any strategies or tips that you can share with our listeners, you know, to help them more easily make better decisions?
I think one of the greatest things for me, from my parents and my grandparents and just all of the great mentors and people in my life, one of the things that I believe that will really make decision-making easy for anybody, honor the sacred wisdom that is on the inside of you. So many times, you know, because I'm a numbers person and data and research, and so many times we put so much energy into what this person is saying, and you even talked about earlier comparing yourself to other people and what is everybody else doing. I think some of the greatest moments for me in terms of decision making is sitting back and listening, getting quiet, going into a place of prayer and meditation and reflection, and really listening and really trusting that what I know and what I'm sensing and feeling at that moment is the decision path that I should be on. And when I do that, when I honor that place of wisdom, there's a peace, there's a calm about the decision, and all of that anxiety and stress, it doesn't all go away, but there is this knowing on the inside that this is what I should be doing, this is the direction I should be taking. And when I do that, it just makes life so much easier, and it takes all of this pressure off of us to be who we're not and to make decisions that are not necessarily our decisions, but what we feel culture and everything else is dictating for us to do. So
right.
I think that's the greatest thing you can do.
And I think where people struggle is, well, what I found with a lot of my clients is two things. Is one is being able to create that quietness to hear that wisdom that's coming
right.
from within. Right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, the way life is now, there's so many distractions and so much going on that you actually literally create the space for that quietness to exist
exactly.
so that you can get that wisdom. But then the other big thing is when you hear it, to have the confidence to act on it. Because oftentimes everything in our being is telling us that we know we should do one thing, but as you say, because of outside pressures and expectations of other people, that often people don't go with that, what
mm-hmm.
their inner wisdom is telling them. And
exactly.
typically it doesn't end up with a good result.
It doesn't. And it creates, you know, one of the things I tell people when they come to me for coaching, when we make decisions that don't honor the authentic version of ourselves, not only do we create negative cycles, but we create these patterns, and we create these patterns that ultimately create limitations in our lives. And so we find ourselves in more fear. We find ourselves embracing more doubt, more unbelief, more inability to rise above the circumstances and situations that are arising in our lives. And like you said, it goes back to that lack of confidence. And what I have discovered from my own life, and I talk about it in a book called Soul Journey, is that when we begin to really lose that confidence and self-awareness of who we are, it's the indication that we have given our personal power away. And
yes.
whether we've given it to a circumstance or a person or a situation, somewhere along the line we've given it away. And we got to, like you said, tap into that private place, that place of wisdom, get our power back. And once we get the power back, we can go back into our lives and begin to create what we want to create.
Yeah, absolutely. Love that. And, you know, speaking of books that you've written, I know your latest book, Chosen, is all about leadership and changing leadership in the century. And I'd love to you to speak a little bit about that. But what I wanted to just say before you talk about that is, you know, again, often when I'm speaking to people and we, you know, I bring up the topic of leadership, you know, they go, well, I'm not a leader and I'm not in a leadership position at work. But I think what we all need to realize is that we are all leaders, at least within our own life.
Exactly. Exactly.
And,
that is so that's
important.
That is so important. And I'm glad you said that, because I can't tell you how many people I have talked to that have said exactly what you just said. I'm not a leader. You know, I'm not leading in an organization or in a community. And I said, but you are leading. You're leading your life. And so that you have to change that perspective and realize that we're all leaders. But this book, Chosen, is an interesting story, because I had another book that I was writing. And in the middle of writing that book, somebody made a statement to me that you should write something around leadership. And, you know, I began to say, I don't know, you know, if I want to really write about leadership. There's so much out on leadership. I feel like everybody has said everything that you could say. What could I possibly say? And everybody began to say, you know, from your research, from what you've learned, from the private sessions that you've had with leaders around the world, share that wisdom. And so I wrote this book because I believe that we are on the brink of a total deterioration of leadership. And if we don't get back to, I talk about in the book how we have a wisdom drought in the world, and how we have really smart leaders, but we don't have wisdom anymore. And if we don't get back to that place of wisdom and trusting ourselves and trusting that wisdom and that place within us, we're going to continue to see collapse and crises and corruption and all of those things that are happening in leadership. So this book is really a challenge for people to get back to leading from the heart and to consult the head, but don't put so much emphasis on the head that we lose the heart and we don't get back to that place of wisdom and leading from a place of authenticity in our life. So that's really what Chosen is all about.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, I saw a sweet little quote the other day, and it was something to the effect of, you know, lead with your heart, but don't forget to take your head with you. And, you know, that's kind of what you're saying, right? And it just it made me think of that, and I think it's so important. So in terms of your book Chosen and speaking about leadership, what are some pieces of wisdom that you can impart with our listeners about leadership and in their own personal life?
I think that's a great, great question. I think one of the first things that I really tried to communicate with this book is the power of understanding who you are as a person. And in the book, I really delve into some of the things that I see that are wrong in leadership today. I talk about pride. I talk about how we have a lot of people in positions that are so unteachable, that they have stopped learning and growing and development. I also talk about entitlement and how people feel that just because they're in a position of power that people are supposed to automatically respect them, and they have not built that rapport with those that they're leading in order to create what I call a thriving organization. I believe that if we leave compassion, if we leave love, if we leave authenticity and wisdom out of the equation, we begin to create this kind of vindictive and ruthless culture that'll do whatever it takes to win. And so what I really want people to get is I want them to be skilled in your work. Do your work with excellence, absolutely. But don't lose who you are in the process. And to bring those attributes of love and honor and wisdom and integrity and respect and, you know, all of those pieces need to go into leadership as well. And so often those pieces are overlooked. And those are the pieces that are going to rebuild what I believe has torn up the foundation. And so it's really getting back to that place and understanding that we're in positions of leadership as a privilege, and that when we see that as a privilege and an opportunity to make a difference, that we'll change our perspective and lead from a different place.
Right. And I love what you said, and it just – it's such a common theme between, you know, what I coach to and even what Jana was saying previously and what you're saying now is about it's, and that's the power of understanding who you are. And so it amazes me. And that's, you know, that's the fundamental element that I start with in my coaching program is getting clear on who you are, how you're showing up in the world, how you're interacting with other people. And it's amazing how people are so, you know, when I ask them that, it's like they look at me like I've got 10 heads, you know. It's like, what do you mean? And
yeah.
I think the more clear you are about that and the more intentional you are about showing up in that way, then automatically, to some extent, you become a leader.
Exactly. And that, you know, that, like you say, it is very foreign to people because I think we live in a society that everything is about duplication and it's about doing what this person is doing, that person doing, and it's an indication that we've lost ourselves. And so I believe that part of my role in the world is to really help people to rediscover who they are once again and to really find their selves, find their area of gifting and significance, and for them to get into that place of significance and to make a difference in whatever sphere of influence they've been assigned to. And so I think you hit it right on the head. It is about that. It's about finding out who you are and then using that ability to serve the world in a big way.
Yeah, absolutely. So a question that I have for you, and I was actually chatting about this with a client of mine yesterday, when they asked me this question, and I want to ask this question to you as well, since we, you know, in a similar line of work, is why are you so passionate about personal growth and development? Like, how did you get started on this journey? Why is it so important for you?
I love that question. You know, this is something that I've really been doing for a long time, even though I don't, psychologically, we don't always know we're doing it at that time. But it's something that I've always believed in. I grew up in a family and an environment that really taught me to be a person of integrity and excellence and to do everything that you can to the best of your ability. And so even early on, you know, there was something in me that just said, okay, how do I do that? And so there was just this desire to read, to grow, to go to events, to get mentors and coaches and people to help me, to pull out of me what is in there, but it's not going to come out without help. And so that set me on a path. And then working in an area of management consulting with somebody who was coaching not only entrepreneurs but leaders and others, it really put an even greater passion in me to do that. And I saw this person do it so masterfully. And I said, you know, I think this is really something that I want to do. And so I helped them, and I continued to get with other coaches and mentors and people to help mold and shape me and to really give me the tools and the things that I needed to be successful in life. But that's really what it was about. It was about books and events and going to play. I didn't understand everything at that time, that it was growing me and developing me as a person. But those things were so important to me. And so I know that in order to be successful, that's the thing that people have to do. And so many people are looking for success in the wrong places. And I think that if they ever would begin to do the personal growth and development work, you know, I say do the work. If they do the work on their own, they'll be amazed at what they discover and the things that are able to come out of their lives as a result of doing that. And so now it is just an obsession and passion of mine to take that and to help people to understand that they cannot really reach this place of greatness without growth and development. And so making it an intentional and conscious thing every day of your life to grow, develop, learn something new, something different that you don't know and you didn't know, so that you can be better and you can become that best version of yourself.
And you know, and that's, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. Like, oh my gosh, we are so two peas in the same pod. I think what's also important for people to realize is that, you know, as you said, none of this stuff happens by chance. It doesn't, you don't just wake up one day and you all of a sudden more enlightened, more confident. it does take work. It takes being intentional about wanting to shift where you're at and putting in the effort to think differently, to respond differently, to show up differently, especially if you've been operating kind of almost on autopilot, mm-hmm. and not really aware of things, then to start shifting that to be more, you know, authentic and to be more intentional, it's like building a new muscle.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's really, it goes back to what I said earlier. It's really reprogramming your mind. And so I think I have such an obsession with the mind, and I wrote a book about it a year ago. It's really getting people to retrain how they think, because like you said, a lot of things we have just been on autopilot and we've just been going through life and not really asking ourselves, why are we doing the things that we're doing? And so it requires a level of consciousness and awareness and really beginning to understand how my thought process and pattern and all of that impacts the quality of my life and what I'm able to do. And I think when you begin to reprogram your mind and do it that way, you're able to achieve this level of success and ultimately mastery, which I believe all of us are really aiming for if we're really honest with ourselves.
Okay. Jamal, oh my gosh, I know I could talk to you for weeks on end because I just love this stuff. I can geek out on it, and I would love to have you back on the show again to chat about this more. But as we wrap up today, can you just let our listeners know where they can get a hold of you?
Sure. They can reach out to me. The easiest way is www.jamelsanders.com. And if they connect right there, they can get added to our email list. They can find all of my social media links and everything right on our website at jamelsanders.com.
Okay, awesome. Jamel, thank you so much. I will definitely connect with you offline. Have a wonderful 4th of July, long weekend. And again, thanks so much for your time and for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Okay, we are going to take a quick commercial break, and then I will be back just to wrap things up for today.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com. Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Wow, that was just so awesome, just getting such great advice and tips from Jana Beattie and Jamel Sanders that can help us be our best from the inside out. So as always, you know, what are you going to take away from this? What are you going to implement in your life? Because without action, nothing changes. So think about what are the one or two takeaways that you can get from our guests today that can help you move forward in your life. And remember that you can connect with myself if you go to facebook.com/LaurenJorno. Or email me directly at laurenjorno.com. And if you'd like to be a guest on my show, go to lifeissueswithlaurenjorno.com and just fill out the registration form. Thanks again, everyone, for listening in today, and make sure to join me next week. Have a wonderful, happy, healthy, and safe long weekend for those of you in the States.
You've been listening to Life's Issues with Lauren Jano on the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.